Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland under the Sound and Vision Scheme.
There doesn't seem to be any sign of life here.
Are you sure we've got the right address?
Check it.
'Tis the right address. God, the house is run down. I don't know why they send us to these places.
We'll just do our job and get out of here. There doesn't seem to be anyone in. Look around the back. If we can find a window or a door unlocked, maybe we'll be able to gain access. Wait, there's someone coming.
Yes?
I'm Dermot Slattery, and this is my colleague, Anne Sullivan. We're from the Sheriff's Office.
Show me some identification. I don't trust anyone in a suit. Right, what can I do for you?
Does Maurice O'Callaghan live here?
Why do you want to know?
Mr. O'Callaghan has an outstanding debt of 20,000 euros to this bank, and I have a warrant given to me from the District Court instructing me to seize assets to that amount.
Show it to me. There's no Maurice O'Callaghan living here.
This is the address that was given when he took out the loan.
Maurice is my son. He comes and goes. I don't know where he is.
Mrs. Callaghan, it's an offence to obstruct us in the execution of our duties.
Over my dead body, are you taking anything from this house?
Mrs. O'Callaghan, there's an easy way of doing this, or the hard way.
Are you threatening me?
No, we are trying to be reasonable.
Trying to be reasonable? You should be ashamed of yourselves. How can you sleep at night? Calling on people that are just making ends meet. You must be very proud of yourselves.
I can assure you we take no pride in what we're doing. It's a job.
Get a proper job. Why don't you go after the people that have it? You don't have the guts, that's why. You go after the people that can't fight back for themselves. Only for I'm a lady, I'll tell you what to do with your paper.
Mrs. O'Callaghan.
Don't Mrs. O'Callaghan me. You're not taking anything from this house.
Your son owes 20,000 euros to the bank. Assets must be seized and sold to pay off his debt.
We'll go after the people that created this mess in the first place, so. They owe millions and will never pay it back. They can go across the water for 12 months and then come back here with a clean slate. And you're after my poor Maurice for a lousy 20,000 euros. Maurice doesn't have a penny to his name. He doesn't owe it anything. Everything in this house is mine. Bits and pieces I've gathered together over the years. No one will take them from me. I don't even have enough to bury me. I'm here standing talking to you, and I don't even know if my Maurice is alive or dead.
We're only doing our job.
That's what you all say, only doing your job.
Someone will do it. If it's not us, it'll be someone else.
You're not listening to me. You or anyone else are not getting one thing from this house.
If you give us access to your home, you'll save yourself some embarrassment from your neighbours and from the papers.
Now, Mrs. O'Callaghan, wouldn't you like it to get into the local papers?
I don't care if the Pope hears about it. You try putting one foot across this step. I'll fight you with the last breath I have, even if it kills me. No one will come into this house unless I ask them. Now, get out of here before I call the guards. I don't think the sergeant will take it too lightly, you harassing an old lady. Now, get away from my front door and take that truck with you. Good day.
We'll call back in a week or two. We'll give her a chance to think it over.
Where's the next house?
Mrs. Murphy. Ah, it was nice of you to come all the way up.
Not at all, Sheila. How were you met?
Ah, sure, I've been better.
Where's Pat? How's he?
Ah, he's gone to the shop with the girls. Oh, he's good, thank God. Sure, it's all been one big adventure for him.
Yeah, Massey's not out of the woods yet.
I was going to get some flowers, but I didn't know whether I'd take them here or up to the graveyard.
Flowers aren't allowed in wards anymore. I think it's on the grounds of health and safety.
Oh, jeekus, I've heard it all now. That Crowton and Russells would have spent snow if they could on the grounds of health and safety. I'll take him back to the church and you'll look after your own. That's what I always says. Oh, before I forget, here's some sweets, Mac. Licorice all sorts. I hope Russells haven't banned them too.
Not your thanks, Chrissy. People have been very good, you know. The locker's full of stuff.
I love licorice all sorts, especially the licoricey ones. It's like everything nowadays. They put very few of the licoricey ones in the bags now.
Chrissy, will you have a sweet?
Does the cat drink milk? I'll take a couple. They're small. Thanks.
Here's Pat and the girls.
Miss Murphy?
Hello.
We called in to see Mossy, Dad.
He's still asleep.
His mother's with him now.
We met some woman looking for the intensive care unit. Dad, she said I was the image of you when you were my age.
Was she well-dressed? Did she have sort of an English accent? You know, one of those put-on ones, like. A bit of a peacock. Today's peacock, tomorrow's feather duster. That's Mossy's wife.
She said she'd just driven up from y'all.
Huh? Driven up, how are you? Oh, that's her, all right. I'm off. If Mossy's mother and Mossy's wife run into each other, they'll have to be pulled apart. I miss World War One and World War Two, but not for man, woman or child am I going to miss World War Three.
Meg, same again, please. Is there a paper there?
It should be around there somewhere. I don't think anyone would take it. It's the bars.
Oh, I have it. I have it. I just wanted to check to see if there's anything on in it about the rescue. Did you hear anything?
From what I know, Mac and his son are okay. But Mossy's still unconscious.
At least they're all safe and accounted for.
Some of the lads went out and towed the trawler in.
Was it badly damaged?
I don't know. They said they were going to have a look at it at low tide.
Well, it mustn't be too bad if they could float it back.
I wouldn't know. I know nothing about boats. You wouldn't catch me on one. Sure, I get sick when I have a bath. But there you are.
Yeah, I think it's all there. Check it. My eyes aren't as good as they used to be.
It's all there.
You, pal, are you the owner? I'm looking for Mossy O'Callaghan.
Mossy O'Callaghan, did you say?
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Well, I'm told he drinks here.
Well, you were told wrong.
Are you sure?
Sure, I know all my customers.
I'm told he's a big fella. Loud. You can't miss him.
I drink here all the time. There's no one of that description drinking here.
Was I talking to you?
No, I was just...
Well, spot out, then.
How dare you speak to me like that, you imbecile fool.
I'm a what?
A Neanderthal. I'm not afraid of you. You don't intimidate me.
Leave him alone.
You better call Grandad off if you know what's good for you.
My experience has taught me that the people with the biggest mouths have the smallest brains.
I told you to butt out!
Professor, are you all right?
I'll be fine. I was more bruised on the rugby field.
Sit down there. I'm very sorry.
Oh, so am I. The brandy's gone all over the place.
You get the hell out of here.
Not until I know where O'Callaghan is.
We told you we don't know anyone by the name of O'Callaghan.
Yeah, and I was told he drinks here.
Whoever told you was having you on?
He knows better than to have me on.
What do you want them for anyway?
I suppose you don't mind if I have a look around.
I do mind. Where are you going?
The Jacks. It's all right, is it?
It's not. You can walk straight back out the way you came in. I'm calling the guards.
You pick up that phone and I'll break your arm in so many places that you'll never pull a pint again. You threaten me with the cops? I'm looking around your little pub. It wouldn't take much for it to go up. A couple of gallons of petrol.
You get the bloody hell out of here and don't come back.
You'll be sorry if you call the cops, pal.
Mick, is everything okay?
What the hell's going on here, lads? You heard a racket?
Everything's under control, lads.
You tell O'Callaghan. I'm looking for him.
I know one thing about your type. You always meet your match.
And I know another thing. The best way to win a fight is with a pool cue.
Yeah? Yeah, well, I'm off. But I'll be watching this place.
Mick, what's going on?
Nothing.
Hey, we can follow him.
No, thanks all the same. Go back to your game. I'll call you if he comes back.
Not a bother, lad.
Professor, thanks for your support. I don't know you by anything else but Professor.
My name is John B. My students
They used to call me the Sloop. After the song. Yes, Sloop John B, you know.
I'm so sorry for what happened. This is a quiet pub, you know.
No need to be sorry. It wasn't your fault. As a matter of fact, it was the best excitement I've had since I retired. I can feel the blood pumping through my veins. I'm alive.
You have a mark on your face.
Yes, nothing. Mick, stop fussing over me. The only thing that's bruised is my pride.
Here, go down on that, boss. It's the best brandy in the shelf. You think you could manage a double?
Yeah, I'll do my damnedest.
I'm having one myself to settle my nerves. Sláinte.
Sláinte!
Sarge, sorry to bother you.
What is it?
That Mr. Dunn is here again.
And my day was going so well. Tell him I'm not here.
I've been with him for the last 10 minutes. He knows you're here because your car is outside.
That doesn't mean I'm here. One of these days I'll transfer to somewhere else where he can't find me. He's like a scratch I can't itch.
I think you mean he's an itch you can't scratch.
Jez, my head's gone already. That's what he does to me. He makes my blood boil. What's it this time?
He says the young fellas are playing ball on the street and the ball keeps going into his
and
garden.
What does he want me to do about it?
He has the evidence.
Evidence? I'll give him evidence. Get out of my way. Well, what's it this time? I've more things to be doing than to be at your beck and call morning, noon and night.
Oh, who got out of the bed at the wrong side this morning? I don't know what your problem is. Your job is to protect and serve the public.
I know my job. You don't make it any easier. What's wrong this time?
The evidence is there in front of you.
Evidence? A bloody burst football.
That's right. I bursted when it came over the hedge.
You bursted?
I warned them, but they wouldn't listen. They deliberately play on the road outside my house.
Man, were you ever young at all? All boys play ball in the road. I don't see what the problem is. You're living in a cul-de-sac.
There's fields all around them, and there's a sign up, no ball playing.
Did you ever play ball in the road?
No.
Maybe you should have.
Well, what are you going to do about it?
What am I going to do about it? Let me see. Garda Maguire.
Yes, Sergeant.
Tell everyone in the station to stop what they're doing. We've a serious situation on our hands.
Will do.
Wait. Do you think the response unit's around?
I could see.
Do that. How many squad cars have we got at our disposal?
It depends on the seriousness of the situation.
Oh, it's serious.
I'll call them in.
We may get to get them from Cork too.
I'll get on it.
Good. Do you think we need the army?
No harm to give him a call.
Well, Mr. Dunn, are you happy now?
Sarcasm, sir, is the lowest form of wit.
I'm not being sarcastic. All of these units are at your disposal. We're here to serve and protect. Just say the word.
You're not taking me serious at all.
As a matter of fact, we are. Aren't we, Garner Maguire?
Yes, Sergeant. It's the most serious case that's come across this desk in 6 months.
Garner Maguire, take down his statement.
And my complaint?
And his complaint. Put it in with the rest of them. Make sure you detail everything. You know the procedure.
It goes into the incident book, the station diary, the station occurrences, the department...
Don't you have any computers?
Not in this backwater. All the computers are up in Dublin.
Is it any wonder country's in a mess?
Well, Mr. Dunn, tell me what happened. How do you spell Dunn? Is it D-U-N or D-O-N-E?
It's D-U-N-N-E.
Slow down. I just got the D and the U. Sarge, is it a capital D in Dunn?
I think so. I'm not sure.
I'll ask one of the lads.
That's a good idea.
Is she always this slow? The Archangel Michael will have blown his trumpet by the time she's finished.
She's getting better. Last week she sent a letter to the public prosecutor's office and she left out the L in public. Caused a bit of a stir.
She shouldn't be taking down statements.
She's the best we've got.
If she's the best you've got, I'd hate to see the bloody worst.
None of them know if it's a capital D or an ordinary D.
Even a child knows it's a capital D. I'm going, if this is what Connolly, Wolfstone and the rest died for, this country's in a worse mess than I thought. There's no hope. No bloody hope.
Garner Maguire, have you got a sec? I'm stuck. How do you spell encyclopedia?
E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-A-D-I-A.
Thanks.
Harbour View is made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland. Written and directed by Sean O'Neill. Sound engineer, Warren Tyvee. Theme music, Caroline Fraher. A Community Radio Yall production. For a full list of cast and characters, check out www.coy104fm.com.